Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, December 30th. Saugeen Shores has a new deputy chief of police. Police Chief Kevin Zettel and the Saugeen Shores Police Services Board have announced the promotion of Jeremy Mighton to the position. A statement from police says Deputy Chief Mighton previously held the rank of inspector. He has extensive investigative and administrative expertise, having worked at various levels within the organization with a focus on criminal investigations. OPP are looking for tips to help with an investigation into a break and enter in Kincardine. South Bruce OPP say an outbuilding at a property along McFarlane Road was broken into sometime between December 28th and 24th, and a four-wheeler ATV was stolen. It's a 2018 black Polaris 900 side-by-side. South Bruce OPP are asking people in the area to check their surveillance camera footage. And anyone with information is asked to contact OPP or Crime Stoppers. When Grey County's new warden, Andrea Matrasovs, looks back on 2024, a big highlight is the beginning of redevelopment construction on the 128-bed Rockwood Terrace long-term care home in Durham.
We'll be adding more long-term beds to our local supply and ensuring that long-term care services are available right through southern Grey County for families that find that that's the best location for their loved ones.
Other highlights for Matrasovs include the new roundabout at Grey Roads 3 and 4 and groundbreaking on a new paramedic base in Durham. An airplane that has been on the runway at a Halifax airport since Saturday was removed today. Air Canada says it suspected the fiery landing Saturday night was due to a landing gear issue. Only minor injuries were reported. The Transportation Safety Board concluded its investigation last night. They haven't released their findings yet. The Liberal government is planning to extend the deadline for claiming charitable donations on tax returns to the end of February. Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc announced today it's designed to help ease the negative effects the Canada Post strike had on organizations like the Salvation Army. The Sally Ann reported a drop of 50% in donations that were usually received by mail. LeBlanc says the legislation will be introduced in the new year. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 175 points to 24,620. The Dow Jones is down 418 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.7 U.S. cents, up 28 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $71.15, up 55 cents a barrel. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack are set to play their final game of 2024 this evening. It's the Guelph Storm in town to take on the Attack at 7 at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Centre. The Attack are trying to avoid a fifth straight loss. In World Junior Hockey, Carter George and Team Canada will play the United States tomorrow, New Year's Eve, with top spot in Group A up for grabs. In the NHL, the Winnipeg Jets host the Nashville Predators. That's one of three games this evening. The Toronto Maple Leafs hit the ice tomorrow afternoon against the New York Islanders. In the Professional Women's Hockey League, Montreal hosts Boston. And in the NFL, it's the Detroit Lions against the San Francisco 49ers in the Monday Nighter. You can always find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, a chance of flurries or rain tonight, breezy, a low of 0. A mix of sun and clouds Tuesday with a chance of flurries in the afternoon, a high of 2. Periods of snow on Wednesday, New Year's Day, and a high of 0. Right now it's 3 degrees in Tobermory, 2 in Walkerton, and it's 3 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack, now you are up to date.